Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Grey Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy. I have another great guest on today. Her name is Caroline. And Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nancy. It's a pleasure to be on this show.
Great, Caroline. I usually, you know, have the person talk a little bit about themselves so that the listeners know who they are. So can you tell the listeners something about you, and then I will go in and start asking you questions that I think the listeners would probably want to know.
Sure. My goal is, as a teacher, as a channel, is to assist others by sharing and revealing the ancient mysteries, the vision of truth, as revealed through me, through my teachers, the archangels, Archangel Gabriel, Metatron, and Israfel. And my deepest desire is to guide others on their spiritual path by giving them some tools, so to speak, to show them the way, and to lead by example. My creed in life is to be the best I can be by being present in the now moment where I have choice to create, to express, and to experience myself. I can do this either from a place of love or from a place of fear. And the choice is mine, and then taking responsibility for my creation, the end result. For there are only two emotions in the universe. One is love, the other is fear, and everything else is a derivative of these two emotions. And when challenged by adversity, I say to myself, what would love do now? And remembering these four universal principles, which I wish to share right now. My voice may quaver for a little, because I have an incurable disease, which I will get into later. The four principles are, we are all one. There is only one God, and we are His spirit children, His divine infants. We are created from His cell. So, are we not brothers and sisters? When I hurt you, I'm also hurting myself. We are His spirit children, having a human experience and not the other way around. Number two, we are inherently good. We are created out of the same stuff, the essence of God. There is enough. God has provided everything we will ever need. However, through greed and power and control and fear and destruction, it's in the hands of a few. And non-judgment. In judging others, I'm judging God, my Creator, for His creation, for He has created everything. Each one of us is His divine offspring, so to speak. And so this is my mission. This is why I am doing this broadcast with you tonight, Nancy.
Great. I'm very happy you're actually doing the broadcast with me. I'm going to ask you some questions, Caroline, because I'm sure that a lot of the listeners are kind of curious about when you first decided to start your journey into the channeling or the metaphysical world.
Okay. Consciously, Nancy, I began my spiritual journey about 15 years ago. I have been preparing to be a channel for lifetimes, for many, many years. And so I have taken this on. It's my sole purpose to be a channel. And I have been a spiritual teacher and healer for a number of years. But years ago, I had an experience. And I went out into kind of the wilderness, so to speak. And I went on a spiritual retreat. And one of the things I did was to go into this bush. and I was walking in the bush, and I had on very expensive boots, and my feet were hurting me terribly. I didn't know why at the time. And so as I walked deep into this bush, I did two ceremonies. The first ceremony, I committed my whole life to God, to serve Him in whatever way He so chose. And in this area of the bush, everything was dead. And I picked up this dead stick, and it was like a fork. And I thought to myself, I have a chance to change my life. And when I committed my life to God, when it was over, I saw a green light in my third eye. And then I walked further in the bush, and in this exercise, it was to receive. And when this ceremony was over, a red light appeared in my head. At the time, I didn't know what this was about. I was new to this. And at that time, I had a learning center with my fiancé at the time, and we always co-taught. We went across North America teaching, and one day I knew that I was a ship without a captain. I knew I had to do my own work. And so I went to Toronto, and right now this is coming from Canada, I'm Canadian, and I went to teach educational kinesiology, brain gym. And so it was my first teaching on my own. After the three-day course, a certification course, I left to change my outfit because I was coming back to do client work. When I walked out of the boardroom where I was having this workshop, I could not walk, for the lights in my head were blinding me. It was so beautiful. And from that moment, I have never looked back. And so this is what I wish to share. The work I do, I have studied many, many modalities of healing, because I always want to know. I became an educational kinesiology teacher, brain gym, presenting and teaching certification courses in North America, Canada, and Hawaii. I studied the spiritual work, spiritual teaching of a wonderful medical intuitive by the name of Norma Toombs, the ancient Hawaiian healing art of Hunakani. I studied under Dr. Mary Lynch, consanguinity, consilience, and the ancient mystery school teachings, soul psychology, with Dr. Nancy Langman, Karen Cook, and many others. And I studied with Dr. Nancy Clark, medical intuitive work. And now it seems that Spirit has led me now to open to channel work. And so this is where I am now, love. And I would like to share with you now. I have an incurable disease. The doctors say it's incurable, but not by my standards. The disease is called myasthenia gravis, and I'm so blessed to share this with your audience tonight, Nancy. I have been ill for a long time, and I would go to the doctor, and no one knew what was wrong with me. And so I was rushed to the hospital when I was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I was there at the emergency on Christmas Day, and they kept me there for 5 hours. I told them I was having great difficulty breathing, I was no longer able to chew food, solid food. I was eating blended food, and it had to be the right consistency, otherwise I would choke. I could hardly speak. I spoke in a mumble. I could only walk a few steps. I told them this in the emergency. They took a CT scan of my hand, said I had no stroke, and sent me home. And then I just kept getting progressively worse. I didn't know what was wrong with me. Then when I came back to Canada, I woke up one morning gasping for air. I phoned my friend who is a nurse. She came and took me to the emergency ward in Canada. The same thing happened. I couldn't breathe, hardly speaking, and they too sent me home. And the next day, which was a Monday, my friend did her very best to get me into a specialist. She picked me up, took me to the hospital where my doctor was, and as she was driving home from the hospital, which was a Sunday, she got a message. Caroline has all the symptoms of myasthenia gravis, which is an incurable disease of the immune system, of the autonomic nervous system. So the next couple of days, I was at the doctor's office. The doctor took one look at me, and my friend said, Caroline, I believe, has all these symptoms. He says, yes. And so tests were done. They put me into the hospital. They hooked me up to everything, a feeding tube and what have you. I lost 80 pounds in a very short time, in less than a year. And so, to make a story short, I am doing well. I now have my voice back. I am walking. And I am ready to go back to channel work. So I asked my Angel Metatron, I said, what causes this disease, myasthenia gravis? And he shared with me that this is a disconnection from the body with the spirit, the higher mind. And this makes great sense to me. For 8 years ago, my father died with cancer, a brain tumor, and 19 days later, my sister died with lung cancer. And so I nursed the two of them and took care of them. And 4 months after that, I broke an engagement with my fiancé. We decided to go our separate way. And the last thing was there was a great betrayal. I had a wonderful friend, and I felt very, very betrayed. And so I felt that my life was ending. I felt so brokenhearted, so lonely, and so filled with grief and sorrow. And at times I felt I didn't want to go all on. And then I too was diagnosed with a tumor at the base of my heart. And later what followed was shingles and then this disease. And so it was shared by Metatron that my soul imprinted this disease to help others. Because this is quite rare, 20 out of 100,000 will get this disease. And it's an insidious disease. It masks itself something like a stroke, but it is not a stroke. And in order to heal this disease, one must first forgive oneself, to love oneself, to take care of oneself. And when I look back on my life, there was always a loneliness inside of me, and I never knew what it was. I had a good life materially. I had, when I got older, I had diamonds, I had mink coats, I had cars, I had food, I traveled the world. And yet, there was this loneliness in me. And I finally realized, as I began my spiritual path home, all of this sadness and loneliness and grief was a separation from God. We are here on this earth to remember what and who we are. Life is not a schoolroom. We are not here to learn anything. We are here to remember that we are a cell of God. When I became ill, it was the cell of God becoming ill, because there's no difference. We are all one. And so my journey has been healing myself. And later, if I'm permitted, I would love to share a prayer for all of humanity, all the audience listening to this prayer. It will really help one on their spiritual journey home.
Next, Susan, why don't you do the prayer now?
I'd love to, love. And the first thing I'm just going to do, love, is I'm going to take a deep breath and breathe from my heart. When you pray for the world, start with you. And this is a channel prayer from Archangel Metatron. Dear Creator, dear God, please heal my heart. Open my heart to receive healing. Please heal the anger and hurt I have hidden inside of me. Open my heart and soul to receive love and give love. Please give me the eyes to see, the ears to hear, my cries of pain, and see my own face as divine. And when you say this prayer, this is the gift of healing you are giving to the world. You will heal the heart of the world. Separation in the world will end. No more war, no more prison. No more loneliness for any part of the one. Giving all parts of the one the vision and compassion to see you are one and be in peace and unity. It must start with you. As you heal your own dark corners, prisons, you have consigned yourself to, you open these prison doors for all of life. Being angry and reaching out to destroy, whether in the physical, as in 911, or in thought, it has the same result. Any judgment against another becomes a war, a prison, a place of destruction and death. Because you are one, you will feel it in yourself in some manner. When you see these things happening in the world, or in your life, or in any life, look into yourself immediately and heal it by loving and erasing all lines of separation inside of you. Separation will end. I think this is one of the most beautiful prayers I have ever heard, and so I share it now with you and your audience. And now, Nancy, I wish to share about the angels. Archangel Gabriel is the announcer. The first thing that must be done, he is the beginning of our journey. Archangel Metatron is the ending of the journey. He is the one who initiates into light. The angel who removed the scroll of life from the earth in the time of Enoch. And now, Archangel Metatron has brought that back to the earth. Archangel Israfel is the revealing angel. He is the revealer of the vision of truth. The one who plants the seed of truth, nourishes that seed to sprout, and then he hands this energy over to Gabriel. I have been preparing for this work for a very long time, lifetimes. For this is my soul's purpose, for I have accepted this gift from God as a channel, as a messenger. And so, this is the message I'm sharing with you tonight, Nancy, and your listeners.
When you first start channeling, did all of them come through at one time? Did one come through first and then the rest joined? How and why do you think that happened, Caroline?
Well, Archangel, through the ancient mysteries, Archangel has been my teacher, as well as Metatron. And one of my primary teachers is Ketumi, Master Ketumi. And he is St. Francis of Assisi. And now, one day I asked Metatron, I said, why do I feel Ketumi is not around with me? And he said, beloved, he is around and will always be, but now you are the teacher. You must go and teach and share. And so the angel that I channel is Israfel. He is the revealer. And our teachers, when I say me, I mean all humanity. We all have angels and guides and masters working with us. And sometimes they change as our energy changes. And so this is why I channel Israfel and John the Baptist. Now, I believe, and very strongly believe, it's a knowing that we have not just come to this earth for one time. In the ancient Bible, in the Alonzo Bible, we reincarnated, but that was removed from the Bible. And so, to have ascension, enlightenment, it's a journey of many lifetimes, love. Mm-hmm. It's not just one lifetime. And as you do your spiritual path to become more and more and more of who you are, you begin to remember who you are. And I like to share here a little story. God's in heaven. He knows he's awesome and he knows he's magnificent. But knowing is just an idea. It's a concept. He wants to experience himself, to experience his magnificence. And so he creates the universe, and he creates Earth with duality and opposite relativity. And he creates us from his own cell. And we too want to experience our magnificence and our love and our kindness and generosity. So God and his spirit children, us, we devise a plan to come down to earth and experience. But before we come, there's a veil of forgetfulness put around us, because if we remember we're part of God, we're not going to come and experience the opposite of who we are. And so we come here to this earth to experience who we are not, and then to remember who we are in order to have a gauge, a measure. First to know who we're not, and then to walk our spiritual path home, remembering who we are. We are taught, fear-based, that we are not this, we are not enough. And in fact, we are just the opposite. For as children, we are little sponges. And everything we are taught, we soak it up, and it gets tucked away in our subconscious mind. Every time we hear that we're dumb, we're not smart enough, that gets tucked away. All of the knots gets tucked away in our subconscious mind, and we forget about it. And then it runs our life for the rest of our life. Until one day we change and we go from living in fear to living in love. Now, I'm here speaking with you, Nancy, and I never know when my voice might go because this disease is a stress disease. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, no, everything is going to be all right. I am going to come from a place of love. And my voice will last. And so here I am, love. I hope I make a little sense to you.
You are, but there is a caller on the line, so can we have that caller? Hello, caller.
Hello? Hello?
Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Elaine.
And Elaine, do you have a question?
Yes. I'd like to know if she sees anybody around me who has crossed over.
Okay, the only thing is...
Okay, I'm not going to do any channeling tonight, Nancy. I'm going to save my voice right now.
Right.
Because right now, I would just like to share the message that I have come to share, love.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say probably not tonight, but next time if you call in, then I'll do that for you. But to answer your question, yes, there is, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was not going to try to take the calls, but they're going to get antsy. So, but unless you have a question that Carolyn can answer without channeling, I probably won't take
any
more calls.
Okay, does she see angels?
Okay.
Now, is she Carolyn, able to see angels
yes,
around?
I'm having a hard time to hear on this end.
Is there somebody else on the line?
Yes, I said she's able to see angels around people.
Carolyn, do you see angels around people?
My gift is knowing, love. My gift is knowing.
Yeah. So, not really, to answer your question, the caller that's on, not really, okay?
Okay.
All right. You take care.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Carolyn, when you start channeling, did you choose who you wanted to channel, or did they choose you?
They chose me, but I'll back up a little. In the time of the biblical time, when Jesus was on earth and Sarah and there was Elizabeth, mm-hmm. My offspring is John the Baptist. I have in past lives been Elizabeth, and John the Baptist was my child. And this has been revealed to me through the angel work. And so I will be channeling John the Baptist. There's only eight in the world that are channeling John the Baptist and Israfel, Archangel Israfel. It's such a complication that it's very hard to explain right now. I would need a lot of time. But we all have a divine counterpart. And my divine counterpart is Archangel Israfel. And I am Israfaela. I come from the Archangel Kingdom. This is another thing that humanity might have a very hard time, love, with what I'm going to say. But we have all come from other places in the universe. Some, we are the star people. Some have come from the Pleiadians. Some from Alpha, many, many places. I won't get into that. But I have come, I am from the archangel realm. I am an angel in human form. I know this is very hard for some people to accept. For if someone said to me this 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I would say, my God, that's a crazy person. She needs to be locked up. But for me now, nothing is strange. Mm-hmm. Nothing is abnormal.
See, and I already believe that there's nothing that's really strange or nothing that's abnormal.
No.
Part of
to me,
world.
Everything is natural.
Mm-hmm.
But we have not been taught these concepts, these truths, love.
Right.
But God has sent many, many angels, many, many teachers. And what has humanity done? They have crucified them.
Mm-hmm.
They have killed them. They have locked them up in prisons. Because humanity, most of humanity, is living through fear-based. Even our religion is fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
We're born in sin. We are born in magnificent love from our Creator. And that is what we are. We are spirit having a human experience, love.
Yeah, and I totally agree with all of that. There are some people, I would think, who probably have a hard concept believing.
Oh, you know what, Nancy? My own family. My own family think I'm very strange. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me anymore.
Right.
It used to be. But I am a tribe of one now.
Well, sometimes being a tribe of one is the best way to go about getting your work done.
Yes, and because you know who you are.
Right.
I never used to know. I ask people, who are you? And they say to me, I am a doctor. I am a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I am this or I am that. I say, that's what you do. But who are you?
Right.
And most can't say who they are, love.
I think people have a very hard time with identity just in general, because
yeah.
I agree with you with what you say, how people are raised. We've actually been taught to forget the knowledge that we truly have.
That's right. But the little ones before it is stamped out of them, when the little ones come from let's say, God, from the heavens, they know who they are,
mm-hmm.
because they are... Some of them are masters in little bodies.
Right.
And the ones that are coming now are so wise.
They're so
and beyond their years, beyond when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. I have what's called the Child's Miracle Mind non-for-profit organization, which is to help the children to the metaphysical world and their parents find out who these children really are and kind of what they're here for, because rather than put them on a bunch of drugs, so that they don't know who they are or they can't find out who they are, I have my non-for-profit to try to help that. And it's just being started. So I'm very excited about that, with helping these kids find out who they are.
Oh, Nancy, it's going to be very well. It's going to really take off, love.
Good, because it needs to.
Yeah, and tell me, love, how is your book going?
My book is actually pretty good. You know, it's called Raised by Angels, and... I'm very careful with it. I don't go around and, you know, try to push it on everybody. It is
no.
a self-help book, and anybody that reads it really can then understand a little bit more about themselves. And it was actually a channeled book, but it's hard to explain that to people because it is about my life, you know, but it's kind of cool.
Well, to me, I understand it, love, because I'm in the process of writing my book and my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes great sense to me. It's going to do very well, love. But the other thing I want to share here with you, love, is the more you open to receive, you are a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And you must open to receive, love, because the three laws of creation, the male energy was to give light, the female energy was to receive the light, and together share the light with unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
which is oneness. And then... Look at the perversion of the laws. The male energy began to conquest, not giving, but taking and destroying. The female became ashamed of her energy to receive and share,
mm-hmm.
and to create from love. And then shame and sin were created. And this is the opposite of the law of God. This is the opposite to the law of the Creator.
And
so you just open to receive love,
mm-hmm.
and that book is going to take off, and your work will really take off.
And I'm very happy with that. When it comes to you, Carolyn, you talk about the disease that you have that is not as the medical profession tells you, curable. I happen to agree with you that people tend to make themselves sick whether they know it or not, because they get themselves disconnected or they get very lost.
Because every thought we speak, every word you say, is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And at that period of time, when my family left, I was so grief-stricken and so sad. And I had many, many blows to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, through that energy, I developed a tumor. I developed illness. And so this myasthenia is part of my soul work as well, love.
Mm-hmm.
I imprinted it on my soul to teach the doctors about this disease. No one here has ever had the advanced stage of myasthenia that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I am, as Metatron shared with me, I am a walking miracle. I was hours and just not very long before my lungs were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am a miracle. I am here to share this with others.
Again, I think it's important that you get the opportunity to do that.
Yes, love. And you know what? I was in council with Metatron, and I said to Metatron, you know, my work has changed now. And I said, my work has changed. I will now be channeling work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will always, always be a spiritual teacher and a spiritual healer.
Mm-hmm.
However, this now has changed. And even with my computer, my website crashing today, and I just found out today that you can't even get on the web, on my website,
mm-hmm.
because now I am actually, the energy has shifted, love. That was part of the old. The new is coming forth.
Okay. Is there a way that people can get a hold of you or communicate with you?
Well, I do have an email, and I'll give it to you now, love. My email is M for mother, CAROLINE, H as in Harry, ENTH, @gmail.com. And I have a temporary web page that a dear friend has been typing for me to just get something on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.carolinechannelsarchangels.com.
Okay, now can you do me a favor and repeat it so everybody can get it?
Repeat both? www.carolinechannelsarchangels.com. My email address is M for mother, Caroline, and I'll spell the next word, H as in Harry, E for Edward, A for Arthur, T for Thomas, H for Harold, @gmail.com. M Caroline Heath @gmail.com. And I will give my phone number here in Canada. It's 204, area code 204-467-2422.
One more time. Give it out.
My phone number is area code 204-467-2422.
Great. Carolyn, do you think that a lot of times people that you have met are surprised to find out that they too can, you know, take the responsibility to do the things that they need to do to change their life rather than sit there and think somebody else is going to change it for them?
Oh, yes, love. Years ago, I went through all of this stuff. I was a manipulator. I was in the role of poor me, the victim, all of this. I mean, I wanted to change, but I didn't know how, love. I didn't know how. And so I am here giving this message to help others. And the number one, the best thing that you can do for yourself is to love yourself. For if your cup is empty, how can you give someone love? Mm-hmm. And unconditional love is the best love that there can be, for that is what God is. God is love. Here, we talk of love, but if you love me, I will love you back. And so where I am standing, love, I do my very best. When an issue comes, I'll give you an example, love. I was to go and teach one day, and it was $1,000 for the day. And I wanted to get workout. And so I was only charging $10 per person, and there was 100 people. My ego got a hold of this, and I thought, wow, $100 for a few hours is quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel at a subconscious level, tucked away, hidden inside of my subconscious mind, that I was worthy to receive that. And so I lost out that work to a dear friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Do you see how it works, Nancy?
Oh, yeah, it does. When I do my readings for people, one of the things that comes up the most probably in the 28 years I have been doing it is how people do not know how to love themselves first, mm-hmm. so that then they can have enough energy to continue to help everybody else.
Well, you see, love, when you are continually loving from the outside, by that I mean always wanting others to love you.
Mm-hmm.
They can change that love in an instant if you don't follow what they want. The truest love is within you, because that's where the love of God is. We're a spark of God. It's to draw on the strength within us, love. And that, to me, is the only kind of love. It's the love of self, because in loving yourself, you're loving God.
Mm-hmm.
And you're filling your cup up first, because you cannot give from an empty cup. If you don't give compassion to yourself, how can you give compassion to another?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. So the first thing someone can do is forgive themselves. Just forgive themselves. Allow what's happening. Accept it. For say, it is normal, love, to have anger. But we must feel that anger and accept that it's there. Otherwise, we are not giving credence to what we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
Be true to yourself first with integrity. Say, yes, I feel anger inside. Because that's why you're accepting it's there. Allow it to be there. Just allow it to be there. And then what they can do is use this prayer that I gave over this evening.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning. Just by saying this prayer, and I'm going to put this prayer on my temporary webpage for whoever wants this prayer tonight.
Okay.
And it will be there. And there will be instructions. And this will be the beginning for those that are just new to this concept, to what I've been saying tonight. That is why I had it put on the webpage today, to assist others, to give them some tools, love.
Which is actually a very good idea. Carolyn, when you were taking all of the classes for the healing,
mm-hmm.
okay, the healing, do you think maybe you were supposed to take those classes because of what the disease was going to be doing to you?
They were preparing me, love. In fact, Master Tatumi, St. Francis of Assisi, he sent me to do the work with Dr. Nancy Clark in Tucson, Arizona, to help to open me to channel to do this medical intuitive work.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, most of humanity thinks we just have a body, you know, a physical body. We have a mental body. We have an emotional body. We have an etheric body. And we have a physical body. But we don't give any credence or pay attention to this. And so, when I was doing medical intuitive work, the first thing I would do is I would work on the mental body. And as you know, as you probably know, love, the mental body looks like golden threads.
Mm-hmm.
And these threads get disconnected and broken. And so I would work in this body first. And then I would work in the emotional body, and it looks like balls of covered light, iridescent. And then the body next to that would be the etheric body, and this is where most of the work gets done, because it's the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so when this work, whatever it would be, I would do this work in the etheric body, and then the last body I would work is in the physical body. And sometimes we bring illness for a reason,
mm-hmm.
like I mentioned before. To have illness is not a bad thing. It's just saying, I have something to correct. I have still work to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. So it makes much sense to me, just like when my body had a tumor. One of my teachers I mentioned earlier, she saw the tumor forming inside the etheric body long before it ever came to the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
But this was my journey. All of this illness was part of my journey. Even by the doctor sending me away from the emergency department. Remember, love, it was, and in a way it is now, so many people, you know, I'm not saying anything against the doctors. They want to help as much as they can. However, some of the doctors have lost the compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there to teach them compassion.
Which I think, again, is very important. I actually was a licensed practical nurse, and I stopped doing it for that very reason, that the doctors lost the compassion that they needed.
You know, Nancy, I was there. I could hardly breathe the day I went to the first emergency hospital. They were more worried how I was going to pay.
Uh-huh.
And so they took a CT scan of my brain, and they came back and they said, Caroline, you have a beautiful brain, but you haven't had a stroke. And so $3,000 later, out of my pocket, I didn't have the insurance because I was in another country.
Yeah.
And so I am not saying this in a cruel way, love. I'm saying it in the most loving way I can. We are here to assist one another to remember who we are. And we experience the opposite of who we are, and then we remember who we are.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's very important, because we really have forgotten. And I mean, we're trying to get back on the right track, but you know, it does take a little bit of time because of all the brainwashing that we get.
Oh yeah.
Whether it's through the media or, you know, just a family, a relative, you know, church, whatever, we are constantly being brainwashed.
That's like true love.
Like I have, like with the children that are all diagnosed as ADD, ADHD, I have the hardest problem with that, because I really do not believe that every single child has got this.
You know, a lot of the children coming in, it's presenting itself as ADD and that, but they're coming in as little angels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not ADD. That's the label they're giving them,
right.
ADD. But there's a wonderful, wonderful process that I have studied and traveled across America with, and that is educational kinesiology brain gym. And that was one of my missions, was to teach these golden children and indigo children and to empower them how wonderful they are. And this is a wonderful process you might want to steer mothers and fathers to, love.
Oh, I think it would be great. If you can explain it a little bit better or a little bit more, that would be great.
Okay. I'll do it in a very simplistic way. brain gym is a whole body mind system. And think of it this way, love. It's through movement, and we have this brain, and we have the two sides of the brain, and I'm going to be very simplistic here. We have a right side of the brain and a left side. And these two brains are joined together by a bundle of nerve fibers called the corpus callosum. Mm-hmm. And you want this corpus callosum to be a bridge, not a barrier. In brain gym, we call this the laterality dimension. And getting the left and the right in harmony, communicating. And in this dimension, think of communication, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have centering, the top and bottom of the brain. And centering is the ability to coordinate the top and bottom part of the brain. This skill is related to feeling and expressing emotion, responding clearly without emotional overlay, and grounding and organization. The next is the focus dimension. This is the front of the brain, back of the brain. And this is where most of the labels tend to be. This has to do with comprehension and concentration. Now, when you do brain gym, you get the information flowing through all parts of the brain-body system, mind-body system. Now, say the right hemisphere, the right side of the brain, deals with the big picture. It's more holistic.
Mm-hmm.
The left side of the brain deals with linear, deals with details. So you've got big picture, right-hand side of the brain, details, left of the brain. And by the way, language and speech is housed in the left hemisphere in 95% of the population. And say under stress, I switch off one side of my brain. Take me for instance. I am dominant right brain. I have the big picture. For a moment, under stress, I switch off the left side of my brain. There's no detail. Got the picture, love?
Mm-hmm.
No detail. So what Brain Gym does is it gets the information flowing through all parts of the brain-body system, the mind-body system. And there are certain movements to switch on the two hemispheres, which is called the laterality. There's certain movements to do, certain body movements to do for centering. That's the top and bottom of the brain. And there's certain movements to do for back and front of the brain. Just doing these brain gym movements, love, you will feel different. However, in some cases, you need to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give a balance. And this work is always goal-orientated.
Okay.
And so, first thing you do is you do pace. It's an acronym for getting the body ready for the new learning. Positive, active, clear, and energized for the new learning to take place. And so it's four simple movements. Then you form a goal, whatever that person wants better in their life. And then you do a pre-activity. And in this pre-activity, there's always stress. And why? Because you haven't learned it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do what's called a learning menu, re-educating at the cellular level. And in the post-activity is when you will immediately feel change.
That's great.
No, it is.
I may have to call on you, Carolyn, later, because once I get the non-for-profit going, I'm actually going to turn it into the School of Now.
Wonderful, love. And I'll help you in whatever. I won't help you because that keeps you beneath me. I will assist you in whatever way I can.
That sounds really great. And you know what, Carolyn, we are just about out of time. And I really want to thank you for being on the show. I'm sure you've helped a lot of the listeners. And please do go to the website, get the prayer that Carolyn stated earlier. And Carolyn, again, thanks for being on the show. It's been wonderful.
It has been my pleasure, love.
You take care now, okay?
I will, love.
All right.
Bye for now, and bye to all the listeners.
Yes. And you, the listeners, thank you for being there. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and take care. Bye now.